Self-Synthesize empowers you into a juicy, dynamic life. Check out our website at selfsynthesize.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Self-Synthesize radio show for June 2021. So this month, we're going to focus on the eyes. So the question is, what can I do to keep my eyes healthy? And is it possible to heal eyesight? So that is really a good question. Both of them are good questions. And I think to start with, when it comes to eyes, there's a couple of sayings. If you remember the saying, the eyes are the windows into the soul. And also the question with eyes is, what do I want to see, or what do I not want to see? So I think these are a couple of important foundations underneath about the eyes, that in the eyes, we can really see deep into you, into your soul, into what is really going on inside of you. So you can keep a smile on the face, the cheeks can be happy and lifted, and the eyes can be show pain, or the eyes can show what's really going on inside. So I think one thing to do is actually go look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your eyes. What are your eyes telling you? What is your soul telling you back? And then if you notice that, well, there's something I didn't notice in my eyes before, or perhaps you can also see it in other people's eyes. The question is, what are you not wanting to see? What are you hiding from? What is too painful for you to actually take a look at? Is it perhaps a situation, perhaps a person, perhaps an emotional pain? It could be anything. Perhaps something to do with your work. It could be anything, what's going on in the world, anything. So those two foundational questions are more in the idea of, what can I do looking inside? What am I hiding from? Having that conversation with yourself. What are my eyes showing me when I see myself in the mirror? Other thing then, if you from that, is I think the foundation of eyes is to come up from that to the physical layer. What can you do? What can we do on the physical layer to heal eyesight, or even to heal your eyes? Well, I think I've heard of many people that have healed their eyesight. But I know it involves some eye exercises. I think some basic eye exercises are rolling your eyes to the right maybe four or five times, then rolling your eyes to the left four or five times, then looking up as high as possible, and then looking down as high as possible, and looking to the left, and then looking to the right, and counting maybe 4 or 5 seconds with each of these exercises, and practicing them several times a day. Other eye exercises are practicing keeping anything you're reading just outside of your ability to see. So if you're nearsighted, maybe a foot or a foot and a half from you, and then really seeing, can I get your eyes to focus that a little bit further out from what it's possible for you to see? And then if you're farsighted, then of course it's trying to bring in the what you're reading a little closer. So it's opposite type of therapy, but same idea. So going just beyond what your eyesight is comfortable with. Also is the kind of famous one that I've heard about for a long time, which is looking far in the distance and then immediately looking close, and then looking far and then looking close. So you're beginning to train your eyes to work. I have also heard that if you're constantly wearing your eyeglasses or corrective glasses for hours and hours and hours a day, that it's very difficult for your eyes. So it's actually better to take your glasses off occasionally, begin to do some eye exercises, let your eyes see without the correction. So I think those are some like physical, literally physical exercises you can do. I also think good sleep, having a very healthy diet, Very important with the eyes. And I mean, it's pretty much important for every part of your body, but definitely for the eyes. And I think also taking breaks from long looks at the screen, if you're working with a computer or a device, to kind of stop it for maybe every hour for 5 or 10 minutes, going to the restroom, changing up the eyes glare at the screen. There's also, I've known, there are little screens that you can buy that you can put in front of your monitor that reduce some of that radiation, some of that blue light that's coming. I think at night you can also, a lot of devices will allow you to put on like a red tint or tone to your screen, whether it's a device or computer. And I forget the name of what it is, but if you Google red light for screen, you'll find for a computer monitor or device screen, you'll find that answer. But that has also been known to help. But overall, even if you take some measures like this, it is going to come down to what is your basic health level, what is your metabolic rate, what is your basic metabolic rate. Is your thyroid healthy? Is your health healthy? How are your hormone levels? How are you sleeping at night? Are you moving and good and getting good exercise? Are the basic foundations of health established in your life? These are important. Are you doing things that are toxic for your body, like a lot of drinking or perhaps smoking? So these, again, basic foundations. There are some awesome herbs. So if you look, you can find eyebright is very good for the eyes. You can also do berries. Berries are very good for the eyes. Lemons, oranges, these are all basic fruits that are excellent for the eyes. And if you check and read my blog for June in 2021, you will find I've written kind of a lot of different supplements you can take that are really healthy for the eye, like vitamin E. And you'll find more of those if you go check out our blog for high frequency for healthy eyes. The other thing you can do, like for many of the other conditions that we've talked about, is keeping the frequency inside of your living environment very high frequency. You can also do that for work. If you go to our website and you look on our resources page, we have some solfeggio frequency tones that I have infused high frequency into. And if you play those tones, you can download them, put them on your phone, you could play them while you're at work, you can play them at home. You don't have to play them loud, just enough that you can hear them. They're pretty amazing. I had someone give me a testimonial about she had downloaded these tones and she was listening to them, and kind of, she said she was just so expanded and blissful. And she said, I have to meditate. I'm getting so expanded, so so positive, so such a good feeling and happy feeling from listening to the tones. So I know they work. I know they make a major difference. And when you have that kind of joy in your body, you have that kind of expansion in your system, that's going to, of course, affect the eyes in a very healthy way. And another thing you can do that's kind of on a physical level as well is put your hands, so the palms, I like to lie down and put my elbows on pillows so I'm kind of propped up and it's easy for me to hold it there. And I put my eyes, the base of my palm, I put the palm right over the eye and let my fingers extend up, and then my base of my palm, the side of my palm, everything has covered my eyes. And then I just hold that there. It's called cupping. And just close your eyes, begin to have deep breaths, deep inhalations and deep exhalations. And it is fantastic for your eyes. It is so calming and soothing, especially for eyes that are always looking at computer screens or phones or their iPads, people that work with iPads. So very helpful. And in fact, you can, I think, double up the effect if you lay with your sitting bones against the wall, your legs up the wall, and your back is flat on the floor, and you do that kind of L shape where your legs are up and your body is down. That and do the cupping. And that would definitely would want to put pillows under the elbows, because they'll start to get heavy after a while, and it's hard to hold your elbows there for more than just a few minutes. And at this one, if you can do this one anywhere from 20 minutes to half an hour a day, it is remarkable in how it restores your eyesight. And I think, well, it restores your eyes and the stress in your eyes. I've had a person that was on the verge of going blind, and she would use this cupping on her eyes for, again, about half an hour a day, maybe even twice a day. And she was able to pull herself back from not having eyesight. So she's pretty strong about this exercise now. She's telling everybody about it. So I think it can have some dramatic results, because it also not only will reduce the stress in the eyes and calm the eyes, but then begins to calm the body and allows the immune system, allows the healing mechanism. And if you're using breath, like she was doing, like I was saying, I explained to her to do, just draw in through the eyes and out through the eyes. Draw the breath as if you imagine that your lungs are there in the center of your eyes. And you're just breathing in and breathing out, and breathing in and out through your eyes. It has a dramatic healing effect. And not only healing, but of course stress reduction. And it works not only for the eyes, but for all of your system. So you're kind of giving your system a jump start, a little bit of help, if you will, to help heal the eyes. And then I also recommend, as always, that you have a very healthy diet, that you make at home, that you cook at home. Cooking fresh, homemade food is probably one of the most basic and best things you can do for your overall vitality and health. And it just means that when you go to the grocery store, you're choosing vegetables, and if you do eat meats and milk and dairy and yogurt and butter and fresh fruit. So you're looking for things that you make yourself. So then you're buying basic rice or some oats to make your own homemade granola or oatmeal. So you're really cooking everything rather than buying something that is pre-made. That, again, as I say, it is worth its weight in gold for you and for your family, for anyone else that you cook for. You can't really do better than that. So I do think some basic exercise, which allows circulation in throughout your whole system, so it removes the toxins easier, and it brings fresh blood all the way through the body, and helps keep your body oxygenized, all of the cells full of oxygen. And this, again, from that beautiful movement of your circulation, and not only circulation in the blood that we normally think of, the body fluids, like the lymphatic fluids, but also movement helps energetically in the wind. They call them winds in yoga, the vayus in the body. So keeping the movement energetically and prana and life force and ki throughout your body. So maybe walking, if you like to dance, skating, maybe some people like to climb stairs, something. There's mini yoga. I'm a big yoga fan. So many ways to get that kind of movement that helps and keeps your health vibrant and healthy. And altogether, I think you're going to be amazed what can happen for your eyesight. And if your starting position is really with a very difficult eyesight, I think you'll be amazed at how fast it can improve. And if you keep going, who knows what can happen for you one day. But I'm sending lots of love to you all, lots of beautiful frequency for healing your eyes. And if you have any questions, definitely email us. And that email is support@selfsynthesize.com. So thank you so much, everyone. Have a wonderful month, and we'll see you next month in July 2021. Bye now, everyone.